Thing the Lord's done. Thank God He's done, praise God, and on purpose and right. Praise God. Amen. Thank God for that. I bless the Lord for it tonight. I'm looking in the book of Ezekiel, chapter number 22. If you got a Bible, I want you to look with me there in verse number 30. I'm going to read that verse. I try to preach tonight, God helping me. The Bible said in Ezekiel 22 and verse 30, it said, "And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it. But I found none." Notice that tonight in the Scripture, in the day of Ezekiel, as much sin, they couldn't find nobody to stand. Princes, prophets, whoever, they could not find anybody to stand in the gap. I want to preach tonight on, thank God, that thought on the gap. Right there, I looked for a man, he said, to stand in the gap. And I'm glad tonight, thank God, the gap would be something that's open. It would be like, a space between two things. If you say a gap, there's a gap here. Amen. And the Bible said he could not find a man to stand in the gap. Now I'm glad, thank God, tonight that there are people, amen, that stood in the gap. And I think about men that stood in the gap. I think about Abraham tonight. When Lot went to Sodom, Abraham stood in the gap. In fact, he stood before God in the same place every day and interceded on behalf of Lot. Amen. He stood in the gap for him. In fact, when God delivered them, the Bible said, thank God that God remembered Abraham. It was Abraham that stood in the gap. Amen. For Lot's life. Thank God. I'll say this tonight. That's a picture of intercessory prayer. Amen. Abraham stood in the gap for Lot. Lot was delivered. It said just Lot was delivered. Even though he vexed his garments with the corruption of Sodom, thank God he still was delivered by the hand of God. And so bless the Lord tonight. Thank God in intercessory prayer. Amen. Is something that we need in this hour. That means that we pray for the others in their behalf. We take them before God and we pray for them. A man can tell when somebody's praying for him. Amen. I'm glad Jesus is my interceder tonight. I'm glad He's my advocate. He intercedes on my behalf. He knows my groanings. The Holy Ghost knows what's within me tonight. He knows my needs. He knows when I pray. He knows, thank God, how to intercede. And amen, in my behalf, thank God. And it takes that prayer, that's a burden, or that groaning before the throne of God, knows how to interpret it, knows what I'm saying, knows what's within me. I'm glad, thank God, tonight for the gap. Amen, that Abraham stood in for his nephew Lot. Even though, my friend, we know there was conflict, but thank God the conflict didn't keep Abraham, amen, from interceding on his behalf. Amen, down in Sodom, and God delivered him. I think about Moses standing in the gap. Amen. Moses did. He loved them people. Amen. He led them people. But brother, I'm telling you this tonight. Them people got to him. But he still loved them. Amen. In fact, he is willing to be blotted out of the book of life. He said for them. He is willing to die for them. Amen. Brother, listen. He stood in the gap. Amen. Thank God tonight, friend. I'm telling you, we need some gap standers. Amen. Somebody that don't have to be seen. But thank God they're standing in the gap. Amen. I think about this whole scripture tonight. There's somebody that stood in the gap. Amen. Even though in them silent years so we don't have a lot. But when John the Baptist come, he stood in the gap. Amen. He stood between the law and grace. Amen. He stood, thank God, as the last prophet as far as what it says. Amen. Up unto John, friend. Thank God. But he stood in the gap. He said, "Behold, the Lamb of God taking away the sin of the world." Thank God, friend, he stood in the gap to be the forerunner of the Lord Jesus Christ. Even though many thought he was the Christ, he said, "I am not that Christ. I come to make that." Thank God I'm a messenger. I come to tell you about that Christ. I'm glad tonight he stood in the gap. Amen. I'm glad, thank God, preachers down through the years stood in the gap. Amen. And preached the gospel. Amen. And don't water it down. Don't change it. Thank God to please mankind. You got to have a standing in the gap. But the greatest man ever stood in the gap. I thank God was the Lord Jesus Christ. He stood in the gap. He's the, thank God, the one that brought man to God. Amen. Thank God, friend, I'm glad for that. He's our reconciler tonight. He's the one that reconciled lost humanity. He stood in the gap on my behalf. Thank God he died in my behalf. He rose again in my behalf. Thank God, my friend, he gave his life for me. He stood in the gap. He's the one, thank God, that the Father receives. He's the one the Father was pleased with. He's the one, thank God, the Father said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. I'm glad he stood in the gap. Thank God, and I, friend, I'm glad. Thank God he stood in the gap for me. Amen. That's right. Thank God he stood in the gap for you tonight. Amen. Thank God. Anybody standing in the gap and saves your life, you all owe appreciation to him and thanksgiving to him. Amen. That's right. Praise God. He gave his life for me. Why shouldn't I give mine to him? Amen. Praise God. We need some men to stand in the gap tonight. First of all, I think a man that stands in the gap, he needs to be a leader. Amen. I mean, praise God tonight. Every man needs to stand in the gap for his home and lead that home. Amen. As an example. Amen. I wouldn't want to tell my wife to do something I wasn't willing to do. Thank God I should stand in the gap for her. I ought to be the best husband I can be. Thank God I ought to love her like Christ loved the church. Amen, friend, I'm telling you this. Leadership is hard to find in this day. It's hard to find anybody that'll take the lead. I take responsibility. Thank God there's more women today, my friend, look like in men that wants to take responsibility. But I tell you, thank God for the men that do. I thank God for them that are standing in the gap. Hey, young people tonight, thank God your daddy stands in the gap for you. When he goes to the workplace, amen, he stands in the gap for you. Thank God when he bows in prayer, he stands in the gap for you. Thank God when he leaves the home, you better be glad, thank God, tonight. There's somebody standing in the gap. Amen, thank God. I tell you, friend, tonight, we need some leaders, amen. That's right. And you lead by example. Amen, not just this. Lead by example. Amen. The wife you got tonight was taken from the rib of Adam. Amen. Close to his heart. I made a woman, brought her to the man. Thank God, that was a great gift that God gave that man. Amen. Amen. It said it's good for man not to be alone. Thank God. He said, I'll make you a helpmeet. That helpmeet was the one. Thank God that would help him and aid him. Amen. In the way. Thank God. I'm saying tonight there's a gap. Amen. Tonight in a lot of homes. A lot of homes don't have a daddy in it no more. A lot of homes have, thank God, my friend, contention. And there's nobody standing in the gap. Amen. I don't blame children today. I blame the parents today. Amen. That's right, friend. There's a lot of parents, thank God, that hadn't stood. Amen. Going, doing what they want to do. But they ought to stand in the gap. Amen. I tell you, we got to have some backbone to stand in the gap. I got to have some grit to stand in the gap. I got to have some, thank God, some get up and go stand in the gap. I tell a friend tonight, thank God, he said, I look for a man to stand in the gap. Amen. That's right. Thank God we ought to stand. We better have some to stand for this country. Amen. That's right, brother. There's only certain things we can do tonight. Amen. But I'll tell you what, we got the access to pray. We got the access to believe God. Amen. Believe God, friend, stand in the gap. We need some leaders to stand in the gap. Thank God we need something. Thank God to stand. Haven't done all to stand. Hey, we need preachers to stand. And haven't done all to stand. Amen. They'll not compromise the Bible. Amen. They don't have to change Bibles. Thank God they got the right one. Amen. I got the right Bible. And I don't need no other Bible. Thank God, friend, I got the Word of God. Amen. It reveals Christ. It tells me about Christ. Thank God he wasn't back down, friend. Christ stood in the gap. Amen. He said, repent or perish. Amen. He didn't blink an eye, thank God. But he done it with compassion for men to be saved. And he knew, thank God, if they're going to get saved, they're going to have to repent. Amen. Right. Thank God standing in the gap tonight. Amen. I want to stand in the gap. Thank God. I know that's for the land there. They couldn't find a prophet. You read it, they was a bunch of crooks. They told lies. Look at this thing about the princes in that day and the people in that day. They wouldn't believe God. They listened. In Isaiah, he said they called evil good and good evil. Amen. A bunch of cheaters. Amen. A bunch of liberals. Amen. It wouldn't stand the gap unto God tonight. What in the world's going on in our country? Look for a man to stand in the gap. He wasn't looking, thank God, for a bunch of wimps. Amen. I don't say that in a bad way, but we're full of wimps. Thank God, my friend, a man is not measured by how muscle he is. It's how much character that he's got in his heart. Amen. That's right. He does right when other people ain't looking. He says, I'm going to pray. Nobody else knows I'm praying. I'm praying in the hours of the midnight. Thank God for my children. I'm praying for the church. I'll stand in the gap. It's not easy to stand in the gap. There's ridicule in the gap. Amen. There's hardships in the gap. Amen. There, my friend. It's sacrifice in the gap. When a man says, I'm going to stand in the gap. I'm going to stand in intercessor and pray. Thank God for that preacher. I'm going to pray for them people. Amen. I'm going to pray. I thank God for them. I'm going to pray for the church. I'm going to pray. Thank God for our land. Amen. We need some help tonight. Thank God, friend. Right here is the salt. Right here is the light of the world. And we need some people to stand tonight. Amen. That's right. God help me. I told my wife today, I said, this seems like it's just the grace of God. I mean, it just seems like over the last little while that God's a pushing me like a, thank God, a buggy. Amen. He's pushing me. It's just the grace of God. I can't explain it. It's not no good in me. Everything in me is lazy about and not sacrificial. I'm telling you the truth. Amen. It's God that put that in me. Amen. It's God that does that in me. It's God that's got to push you His way. It's God that got to work in your life. Amen. I can't explain it tonight. It's not no good of myself. It's the goodness of God. He's just saying, I want you to go further with me. I want you to seek me more. I want you to hunger for me more. I want you, thank God, to get in the gap. Amen to God. Get in the gap. If nobody else will, get in the gap. Get in the gap. Amen. That's right. Thank God. Get in the gap. Amen. Every daddy ought to get in the gap. That's right. Every daddy ought to protect his own. Get in the gap. We all, listen, friend. We got God, but right here on earth, thank God, this is who we got, Brother Keith. Right here. I thought today, old Johnny, come in, run up to me and give me five, and grabbed a hold of me there. And I thought, boy, I ain't spending enough time with him. Time is just time goes by. Them little old kids and they grow up so fast. I was telling Brother Todd, I was looking back at 2017 video, and looked at Trevor, and I thought, man, can't believe how much he's grown. And before you know it, all these boys on the front row, these young people, before you know it, amen, they'll be teenagers, and they'll grow up, amen, and what have I invested in them? God help me. I try to pray. I want to preach to them. I want them to know there's a God in heaven, and we're accountable to Him, and there's a God in heaven. That's got forgiveness, amen, tonight. God help. Somebody said, how can you be so, dear God, how can you not? How can you not? Where's the gap? I mean, somebody's got to stand in it. Every daddy needs to stand in it. Dear God, I encourage you to get a prayer closet. I encourage you to get a family altar. I encourage you, thank God, to do something. Amen. Robert testified this morning, and he said he had the privilege of talking to his own children about Isaiah 53, and he wept over it. That's right. Oh, yes. Let's have church there. Let's meet there. Oh, and he's God. Amen. We can meet there. I'm telling you, have a Holy Ghost. A meeting right in the house. Amen.
to look for a man standing in the gap. Boys, listen to me tonight. Listen to me, young boys. Listen to me. It'd break my heart if you growed up not being at least have some a little bit of backbone in you. I would to God I could preach that in people. And I'm going to tell you what, to be honest with you, I didn't have a whole lot of it. I had a lot of competition in me. But when I got saved, God put it in me. That true son just changes you. He gives you some fire in your soul. It does. It helps you, thank God. That Holy Ghost and that truth of God. I'm saying, I can't, Lord. Ain't no way. There ain't no way I could denounce it. There ain't no way. I mean, I know tonight I'm weak. I know I've denied Him before with my actions. But I know, thank God, my Redeemer liveth. And I know He loves me and I know He wants me. Thank God, if it's the last time I ever preach, I want to preach in the Holy Ghost and tell you the truth. Amen. Thank God. He'll say, well, He's loud. Will God help you? You listen to radio louder than that. Amen. I can't hear that good no more. I cut things up loud. My wife said, can't you hear it? I said, yeah, I can hear it now. Amen. Cut it up. Amen. That's right. Amen. I tell a friend tonight, thank God we need some men to stand in the gap. Amen. Jesus stood in the gap. He reconciled me to the Father. Abraham stood in the gap. Moses stood in the gap. John stood in the gap. Amen. I'm telling you, thank God we live in 2020 and God hadn't changed. Amen. He ain't different. He ain't never different. God ain't never. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Every time I look at Him, every time I talk to Him, every time I read His Word, He reminds me, thank God, that He's the same. He ain't no respecter of persons. I think He favors me a lot. Amen, I really do. I mean, I think He favors me. You'd think sometime, amen, the way your daddy and mama might get on you, they ain't favoring you, but they are. Every time God chases me, He favors me. Every time God speaks to me, He favors me. Glory to God. Amen. Sometimes they so sweet on you. Amen. And they love you and show the love of God to you. Amen. You'll think you're the only child like the song sung. But I'm telling you, the favor of God's real. He loves me tonight. Thank God He loves me. He gave Himself for me. He died for me. He lives in my heart. I tell you, ain't nobody like Him. Amen. I'll go home tonight. Lord willing, I'll sit down on the couch. And I'll listen to a little preaching and singing. And I'll pull myself into the bed and pull the cover up and say, good day, Lord, thank you. Go to sleep. But He won't. He said, I'll watch over you tonight. I'm with you always. Amen. Amen. If all hell's after you, I've got you surrounded. Amen. If you're going through trouble, I've got it took care of. Amen. You can throw your care on me. I know what to do. Amen. I might not do it the way you want to, but I know how to do it. Amen. I'm the same Lord. Amen. I ain't going to change. I don't grow old. Amen. I'm God. And there's none beside me. Ain't another God like there's no other God but Him. Father, Son, Holy Ghost, these three are one. Couldn't we just find a little place to say, I just think I'll stand. Amen. Just think I'll stand. You see, the way things are now, Brother Danny, the world and the government is trying to keep us from standing. But I tell you what, this Bible ain't going to change for nobody. What's wrong 100 years ago is wrong today.
Amen.
Amen. It don't matter. It's read right here. Praise God. Thou shalt not. Amen. Thou shalt not steal. It's still wrong to steal.
Amen. It's still wrong to lie. Amen. It's still wrong. God said it was wrong. But praise God. He said there is forgiveness
in the Lord. Because my heart's deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? That's right. Thank God He stood in the gap for me. He represents me tonight. He took my case. He's already won the case. Amen. Brother Todd, He's already won the case. Amen. I'm not guilty. Amen. You know why He stood in the gap? You know what a lawyer does? He stands in the gap. A lawyer stands in the gap for his client. Amen. The judge said he's as guilty. But thank God when the lawyer gets through, he said he ain't guilty. Amen. I took his place. I paid the fine. I paid the price. Thank God I stand in the gap for you. Amen. You know, really, husbands and wives stand in the gap for one another. Really. That's right. See, there's things I can do she can't do. And there's things she can do that I can't do. She stands in the gap for me. Sure she does. Amen. That's right. There ain't a man alive can take care of a child like a woman. Mm-mm. That's why a woman has children, and God put her in charge of taking care of them. Men supposed to do their part, but the fact of it is, there ain't nobody can care for a child like a woman. Nobody. I mean, I love my daddy. He's back there on the back row tonight. But I'll tell you what, I didn't run to daddy. I run to mama, because she stood in the gap for me. She did. She washed my clothes. She had meals on the table. She kept the house clean. She taught me yes, sir, and no, sir. She taught me all of my manners. Amen. Daddy just enforced them if I didn't do it. That's right. He's the enforcer. He wasn't a teacher. He's the one that come behind me, thank God, when I didn't do what he said, didn't do what I was supposed to do, and use the belt. Amen. That's a foreign language today. Amen. Thank God, son, I'm telling you, amen, they stood in the gap. Parents stand in the gap. Everybody is going to have to sacrifice and stand in the gap somewhere. Thank God, my friend, it's for your family, for your church, for your country. Thank God for military people stood in the gap. I salute to them tonight. Everybody that served in any branch of military, I salute to you tonight. Anybody that don't like that, they ain't right with God. I'll tell you what, I cherish my freedom now more than I've ever have. Because I think it's being took from us. I heard that. Listen, I'm going to say it again. The government has no right to tell me about anything inside here. This is none of their business. That's exactly right. The government has no right to tell the church. That's in the Constitution of the United States. Amen. They have no right to deal with our religious liberties and our rights we have. Amen. If they want to build a mosque down there, they can do it. It just take a bunch of nuts to go to it. But if they want to, they can do it. That's the liberty of America, friend. Thank God. And I got the right, thank God, to come in here as a church family. And I stand in the gap for it. And I ain't going to bow to them. Amen. I heard out there in California, they went and nailed on the door of a church. Then the church was closed. They couldn't go back. I read it, and the preacher said, I'm going. I don't know what happened. But I'll tell you what, son, it's coming. That's why I cherish my liberties in life, Brother Todd. That's why I thank God that we can come together as a body of believers and worship God. And thank God, because I'm going to tell you, friend, it didn't come free. It come with a cost. It come with men's lives. Amen, brethren, listen. If it had not been men go and fight for us, amen, on our behalf and stand in the gap, we wouldn't have what we got tonight. Amen. I surely don't want to. My heart's desire is to preach. I know, praise God, it's been geared in that way here lately. I don't see it turning back. I really don't. Amen. I'll tell you, when they got them kings out of the cave, they put the foot on their neck. Amen. They put the foot on the neck of them kings, them five kings. Amen. They tried to hide them. He put the foot on their neck, son. Amen, brother. Thank God. I tell you, he's a man of war, God is. I'm telling you, thank God. He don't need nobody to fight for him. He'll fight for us. Amen. Right. He said Paul fought a good fight. Amen. He stayed with it right there. He run the course. He kept the faith. He finished his course. And he said, Timothy, I stood in the gap for the gospel. I'm passing to you. Nero's about to take my head. My departure's at hand. What in the world are we going to give our next generation? Buddy, listen to me. Close them doors and let's preacher out and sing those songs and stay with it until Jesus comes. And if the whole rest of the crowd don't like it, let's do it! Cherish it.
Amen.
Get every drink you can of it. Put it in a bottle and take it home. Cherish the moments. That's where it's made. I mean, I make great memories with me and God alone.
Amen.
There's something about attending an assembly where the people is fitted together in the love of God, knit together in Christ, that we have love one for another.
Right.
When you leave a pew and you go to be with God, whoever goes first, there's a spot missing that'll never be replaced. We've had some good people leave not long ago. I mean, Brother Joe sits by himself tonight, really. The lady that he was married to for years left and went to be with the Lord. Miss Melissa tonight sits by herself, really, even though she's got children and friends in the church, because her husband, who was a good man, left and went to be with the Lord. And one day I'm going to. One day you're going to. In fact, one day all of us are going to. Brother Robert keeps telling me, I guess he's told me for 2 years, I've really enjoyed the time. He'll always ask me, how long we've been together? He asked me two or three. I said, about 30, a little over 30 years, you know. He said, I've enjoyed it. And he said, I ain't going to be with you many more. And he said that for a couple of years now. And he is declining some. And I want to say this before him. He's one of the best men I've ever met. You're one of the best men I've ever met. You really are. You're a great man to me, and I can say that. Yes, sir. You know what he's done? I'm going to tell you what he's done for this church. You will not replace this man. He's interceded in his house by his bed for this church and me. Every day he lived. You go up there and kneel down at the bed if you know anything about God. And when you kneel down, you feel the very presence of God. Feel it. You know what he's done? He stood in the gap. Now listen to me. He stands in the gap as much as he can with his health. But I'll tell you this, listen to me. Older people sometimes have the tendency to just say, well, let the younger ones do it. But he stood in the gap. He stood in the gap. God help me to stand. My grandpa told me, he said, son, you might not get a hit, but the worst thing you could ever do is quit. And I walked in a locker room of a girls' basketball team at Rockwell Christian one year, and they was 0-16, fought their guts out and lost every game. And they went to that locker room crying because they lost by 2 points, and I walked in and I told them, we're state champions that year. I told them, I don't think it's that year, but we had won the state year a couple years before, and I walked in there and I said, I'm going to tell you, listen to me, you're better winners than them boys that won the state. Anybody that didn't quit when you was going low and you didn't win a game and you still stuck with it, you as much a winner as winning a trophy in the state. Amen. And I'm telling you tonight, and I'm honest as I can be, I've wanted to quit more than one time. How about there was a God in heaven in me, thank God. throw in the towel. Don't you quit. Don't you give up. Don't you give in. Don't you quit. Marriages have difficult times. Churches have difficult times. Where you work, you're going to have difficult times. God help us to stay with it. There's a reward for them that finish. There ain't a reward if you don't cross the line. That's right. Paul said, run that you may obtain. Where does it come from, preacher? The grace of God. It don't come from your own ability. It comes from the grace of God. It gives you determination. Some of you have been through harder times than I have. A lot of y'all have been through some hard times, hardships. But you stood with it. You stayed with it. Miss Linda, you stayed with it. You stayed with it. What that makes me want to say is, Lord, help us stay with it. Easy talk, hard lived. By the grace of God, it can be done. Amen. Appreciate you hearing me tonight. Let's stand.